Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Spare Wife by Alex Witchell, performed by Laurel Merlington. For Frank Rich, the indispensable husband. Chapter 1. Jacqueline Posner stood at the edge of her dining room and aimed a blow-dryer at the center of a pale peach rose. It just refused to open the way it should, and she was running so late she hadn't even checked the place cards Ponce had set out that afternoon. "Are you still fooling with those flowers?" Ponce asked impatiently as she made her way from round table to round table, seating charts in hand, checking the last-minute changes. "Honestly, Jacqueline, I've told you 100 times you don't need them. You've got poinsettias everywhere and mistletoe and that enormous tree in the living room. No one is going to focus on the centerpieces. I hope you've paid as much attention to stocking the bar." Well, that comment made Jacqueline even more flustered, if such a thing was possible, and she thought for maybe the 1,000th time that she should never have asked Ponce Morris to throw this party with her. Jacqueline opened her mouth to speak, but before she could say a word, Ponce headed into the library to check on the bar. Jacqueline watched her go, relieved. She had known from the beginning that Ponce was no coddler. She had never been the sort to coo over shoes or diamonds or even men, and she had little tolerance for the dithering that so often passed for girl talk. She was a straight shooter, an option that had simply never occurred to most women in Manhattan, at least not the women Jacqueline knew. She unplugged the dryer and sighed. Then again, there was absolutely no one better at throwing a party than Ponce. Everyone knew that, like they knew the best plastic surgeon for the up.